in your group. She's a real gossip. And she also, maybe she got on your good side because she brought you a gown of dirt, fire, and water resistance. It's a gown. Yeah, like an evening gown. But it can't be burned, it won't get wet, and it won't get dirty. Yeah. It needs to breathe. Yeah, it's made out of spider silk. She stole it from the drow. Yeah. It's high status in the Underdark. Yeah. Is that enough for her to be on your good side? Okay, cool. Right, of course. Cause okay, great. And you've noticed on the downside that whenever you get angry, Rose, like, takes that and she explodes. She sends fireballs and whatever. She, like, manifests it. Okay, cool. Got all this? Okay, that's good for now. That's good. We'll get the rest as we go. Okay, cool. So are you guys basically... I'm gonna pause for a second. Listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Can you believe it? This is the radio. So the way we all got here was by going through a mirror. And it's this forest that's kind of living. And there is there are two roads that go through this forest. And there is clearly one that is the road less traveled by. And,
what do I know about it?
Well, so you've explored it a little bit. And, what you found is that this, the one that's less traveled by quickly turns into, like, a ruins, like an overgrown road from a prior civilization. And it takes you to, yeah, it takes you to this whole ruins of this ancient time. And you believe that this is the place where the sort of elves that were overrun by Tarrasques, where they're, this is kind of like where they came from.
Okay. Like kind of their entry point and where they started their, like, new home.
Exactly, where they started their new, yes. And there may be a link from this place back to their home world, wherever they're originally from, which might help for the whole Tarrasque waking up world tree problem. Yeah. Now, so that's... Right, exactly. So that's one, that's the road less traveled by. Then there's this other road, a more traveled road, which you know where that goes.
Oh yeah, that goes to a magical glade where there are fairies and elves living in harmony with nature. Although, I don't know if harmony is the right word because they eliminated all the animals and replaced them with plants. And that doesn't sound like a balance to me.
Yeah, exactly. So the other road goes to the center of this glade where these people who really love plants, they won't even eat plants. They're like, they're not even vegetarian. There's a name, like a...
Vegetarian.
Yeah, no, yeah.
They live off the sunlight.
Part of flexitarians.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, okay, so we all start to slowly kind of like walk into this place and see one another there. And there's a guy who's laid out on the road, who's tied up, and he's in trouble, and he is blue. His skin is like light blue, and he's wearing like also blue clothing, but much, much darker blue. And so at first you don't see him because of all of the blue kind of ish plants that are in this area. So he's kind of in this blue grass. It's camouflaged, and cue soundtrack. And, yeah, anyway, and he's there, and you guys have heard of this, so you're in this weird place, and it's so hot and steamy that the air is doing that crazy thing that it sometimes does if you're in a desert and you're looking at the highway and it's kind of wavy and shimmery, yeah, except that happens at just the range of a few feet away, so it's hard, like, if you were to try to hit something with a ranged attack or something, it's hard to see. People get kind of like waved out, you know, in a short distance. Anyway, there's this guy and he's moaning on the ground. And we appear on this path next to one another, and maybe you're camouflaged in the scene somewhere because you've already been there. But for the rest of us, we're just entering in.
Okay. And, in a tree.
Yeah. Okay. Great. You're maybe in a tree, and we're walking up. It's kind of like a giant piece of limestone. We're coming up this piece of limestone, and we see this guy with this guy just tied up on this road right before it becomes kind of a denser jungle. Jungle-ish place behind him. So, what do you do?
I don't really know what to do, but I feel like it's a good idea to help this guy. And so I... Great. So I don't know if this will work, but it seems like a fun thing to do, and so I try to see if I could play some bluegrass music on my accordion and see if it'll shake him from his his immobilized state.
Okay, great. And then you hear, actually, Cerulean's in the stone. He can't meld with a tree. He can move, you know. And he say,
"Oh, I haven't heard that tune in... Well, actually, I can't even really remember the last time I heard that tune."
And but you don't know where it's coming from since it's just the stone, but it's very obviously Cerulean.
That's great. He's melded with the stone. That's cool. He's hanging out there. Okay, so this...
Is the guy awake or asleep?
The guy is awake. Well, he's moaning and moving, but his eyes are closed.
Okay.
And he's bound, his legs and arms are bound up in this grass. He doesn't have any weapons on him, but his stuff is in a little pile next to him, and it's kind of, like, glittering. Like, there's some gold. He's got, like, a sharp silver sword there, and he also has a small crossbow, like a hand crossbow.
Okay. Well, I'd like to roll the dice to see if I can get his stuff.
Okay. And, are you trying to sneak up and grab it, or are you trying to... like, walk around him, or...
Well, since he's in the wild, I'm just going to disguise him. Since I'm
in the wild, and I can camouflage, I have Mask of the Wild, I don't want him to realize that I am, you know, there.
Okay, so you roll a 19 to play bluegrass music, and go ahead and make your roll. And you get to add to it, but we'll just look at the basic roll. Okay, so you
do I get plus points?
You get all your pluses, and that's enough.
Okay.
And you grab the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. You grab the stuff, and you play the music, and the music actually releases him from being bound. And you grab his stuff. Okay, now, while she's grabbing the stuff, you notice something. And let's see, just give me a roll to see how much you notice. Okay, you don't totally know what it means, but what you notice is some movement, like... going kind of from left to right behind where Safara is, like a shape kind of coming up behind her in the bush, maybe like 9 feet tall, that kind of thing.
I'd use my since I'm half angel, I'd use my angel abilities. I think I have like 3 times a day I could like illuminate just to see what's going on, what's lurking in the background. Is this a good place to be or a bad place to be? I'd use that like light magic, I guess, that angel light magic, just to see everything more clearly.
Okay, great.
Right?
So you see... Okay, so you've released the guy from the thing. He doesn't have to roll for that. That just works. And you see coming up behind her is this kind of like spiderweb man. It's like a guy, but he's completely covered in spiderwebs. And he's big and gnarly. He's got like too many bones. Like he's double-jointed everywhere. And he's coming up with her, and he's whispering in this weird language that you know, as a sorcerer and stuff, you might have a chance to understand.
You can make something up with that line here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Can I?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I said, I'm glad you're all here. I didn't know when I'd see you again. I've been here in this forest checking things out, and it's mighty weird, I gotta tell you. There's a group of lycanthropes trying to reintroduce animals and live here in the forest, but the Fae don't want them here, and they've been having a scuffle. I was on the side of the lycanthropes trying to restore the balance, and, well, this fella that's laying here, we got ambushed. And they tied him up. And I don't know exactly what they plan to do with him, but I hope they don't come back anytime soon. But be ready.
Cool. That's great. You got 11. Okay, you got an 11. So you can understand this language.
Right.
So what languages do you speak?
Draconic, Celestial, plus Elf.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Some other stuff.
Okay, great. Let's make this, what's the language of insects? This is insectoid. This guy's an insect.
Right, he's huge.
Yeah, or he's talking to insects. One of the others.
It's called Zazzes.
Zazzes. So you speak this insect language. And what he's saying, so you happen to pick up some words of this language, like, you know, you're a sorcerer, you have this connection to magic and weirdness, and you have this interest, right? So anyway, what he's saying is, he's saying that that the rest of them should fan out. That's what he says.
Fan out.
Fan out, like spread out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like okay, everybody, spread out. That's kind of what he says.
Yeah,
okay.
Bad.
Yeah. Does anybody else want to go before the kind of Spider-Man quote goes?
Let's see. So Lyra, not wanting to be outdone by her sister, also breaks out an instrument and starts playing it. But she plays a song of calming that is that everybody within range feels very soothed by it and just says, you know, it's kind of like smoking pot or something. Everybody just is like, oh, this is
okay,
so nice.
Oh, nice.
Are you going to roll your miniature die or the big die?
Roll my mini die.
Okay.
We don't play many sizes of
14.
A 14. What did you roll? You rolled close to that too, didn't you?
For playing music.
Yeah, what'd you roll? 19. Oh, a 19. Oh. How do you feel about the difference there?
I feel pretty good. Normally, it's a difference of one, so this feels pretty good.
Yeah. Like, who had the better song?
Obviously me.
But her song is actually very effective nonetheless.
Trenton took, when time was stopped, he took recorder lessons, so he will play the recorder, but like a fourth grader would. It's terrible.
Okay.
He wears a D, maybe a D4.
So Trenton is playing the recorder?
Yeah.
And the basic elf is singing along.
Hot cross buns.
Twinkle,
twinkle,
twinkle, twinkle. So the, so the combination of these songs is interesting. The, so this guy is behind you, but you didn't notice him, but your friend noticed him. And, oh, he's not your friend?
He's an elf, but we're not friends.
Oh, you're not friends. You work. I work alone. Right, you're an assassin. Okay, that's cool.
He's neutral. I'm chaotic neutral. What the hell? No. Friends.
Yeah.
You know?
That's pretty close. I mean, that's just one step off. That's pretty close. You're chaotic. But he could be.
No. Oh my goodness, these flies. Jesus. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. You'll be all right. It is. Yeah, the flies. Yeah.
I love the wild, yet I don't like the flies. It's so
funny. Oh, yeah, that's great. You can write that down. You have a fear of the flies, and that's cool.
But that's weird. How are you going to love the wild? How are you going to love the wild but be afraid of flies? That makes no sense.
But it's a beautiful detail.
There are more flies around than other insects, so that's stupid.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, he, yeah.
I think at this point, Ilaria is just doing her normal jig where she lets everyone else kind of fuck around.
Right.
And she's in the back with her bro, Aristal, her, like, first mate. Just to make sure no craziness goes down.
All right, great.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so one of my skills is secret language. Like, I couldn't know secret language, but I didn't know if the insectoid or azazaza is in a secret language. So did
okay,
I understand?
Let's roll for that. You might understand since you're used to decoding languages. Sure. So let's say if you get like a 13 or better, you'll be fine.
Okay.
but you could misunderstand.
Oh, 13 on the
you got a 13.
Oh, yes! Right. Hallelujah!
So, yeah, you understand. So you you pretend not to notice, but you actually notice. And right where the guy's lying is a trap. And you're standing in it. And it is about to be closed up on you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're actually very perceptive also.
Well,
so what the hell? If I'm standing in the trap, like, can I roll again to save myself?
Yeah, so you have to come up with a kind of, like, how do you get out of it? But maybe the rest of us can help. And
but you guys don't see, because remember, I rolled before and I disguised myself. So you can't even see me.
What are you disguised as?
Remember, I disguised myself to get his bag. So I trap my fucking self so nobody can see me. So I'm in the trap. No one can save me.
So you're disguised as a bush, and we just think it's another moving plant. So we're not unfortunately going to save you. Okay. So the trap closes up. But everybody feels calm and cool thanks to your spell. And the guy who you freed from the grass is he rolls to the side, out of the way. So the trap just encloses you at the moment. And it's one of these traps. It's like, imagine a blanket were laid out.
Yeah.
And then the blanket were cinched closed. And if you look, up high up, there's a string that's pulling you. Mm. And if you look high up, like up in the clouds, can you see up the clouds up there? Yeah. Imagine a string that goes all the way up there, and now you're being pulled up all the way up there. And imagine a couple of little heads with pointy hats looking down at you.
Oh no.
From up
those things in real
there.
Life, okay. Those things are called djinn. And they are real. No, they're fucked up, man.
Yeah, they could be. Or what do you think they are, Aaron? What do you think they are?
Oh, those are definitely cloud gnomes. Expert wrestlers all, and wily to boot.
That's right. Okay, great. I'm going to pause here. We'll jump in time. You're whichever Triton you want to be. So,
good Triton is being followed. One of the Tritons being followed by a slightly annoying wood elf.
Okay.
Not a wolf. A regular elf. A basic elf.
Oh, you're also being followed by the basic elf.
He's basic. He's super basic. He goes to the mall. He's really basic.
Yeah.
And then, the other one is being followed by a low-level warlock of Orcus.
Ooh, that's good. So let's have that be the one who's here. Which one is that? That's the formerly evil one, right? The ranger? Which one's being followed by Orcus?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. X-100.
Which one do you want to play right now? Do you want to play the ranger?
Elf was a very... Play the ranger.
Yeah, play the ranger. So I think the ranger is being followed by the Orcus
warlock.
Because that makes so much sense.
Yeah, he's a demon. Half-quarter demon.
Yeah.
Imp.
Yeah. Oh, a half imp. He's like, sure, he's like, oh, you know what he is?
An elf.
He's one of Finan's children. He's half Ling, half demon. Yeah, exactly. Half imp. He's Rose and Heek's child. Or not Heek, what's his name? Oh, you got bitten. Oh, no. And, Cerulean is going up. Okay, did you want to do anything before we... Oh, okay, what do you want to do? Tell me.
So Ilaria and Aristal in, like, some crazy, like, choreographed, like, motion, break out their crossbows and try to shoot the rope that's taking both some random bush that's yelling and owlbear into the sky.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, because Cerulean, this was elided, but Cerulean, tell us what you did again, because I had accidentally paused it.
I reacted quickly and attached a vine to her leg, trying to anchor her and pull her down, but it only made me get pulled up with her.
Actually, because you're draconic.
That's great. That's great.
You get 10 extra pairs of scales.
Him.
Him. Okay. You're playing a man. You're a woman, but you're playing a man. Is that fun?
Of course I am.
A 1. Okay. And a 17. Okay, great. And who got the 1?
Aristal. He's
okay.
He's learning.
Aristal's still learning.
He knows how to like pull it out like all like,
yeah. Okay, so Aristal. Yeah, no, he's not. But Aristal was using like this heavy crossbow that has like a rope attached to it. And he's like, "Oh, I'm going to shoot the rope and attach it to the rope and then pull it back down." And so he fires a rope up, hits the and then he just gets yanked up. And so now you're dangling and then he's dangling and you're kind of bonking each other like those bonk balls. Yeah. Making that little sound as you go up. So they're now being taken up and fairly quickly being pulled up there. Lyra, what do you do?
So Lyra sees everybody flying up into the sky after this weird sack of what looks like grass. And so she doesn't want to be left out, so she casts Fly on herself and starts flying after them.
Okay, yeah. Does she use the harp?
Yeah, she uses the harp to cast Fly.
Okay.
Yeah, the same harp that she was using to play the song. To play
so
the song of calming.
Goes in and she's like,
yeah.
So even though her song may have sounded better,
suddenly you're flying. Yeah, not to be outdone. So now your sister is playing her song and she's flying through the air. I mean, that's sort of cooler than just playing the accordion standing on the ground.
That's true.
I mean, I thought you were the best at everything.
I mean, I am. I'm just sometimes immodest. Don't think.
Unlike some.
Yeah.
Right. Don't think we always need to.
Are you
be
ready?
Showing.
Do you have your movie? If you're not, that's
really
cool.
I don't at all.
Okay, I'll give you a second.
Great.
So far Triton is just hanging out during this. Illyrick, because I think you got bitten last time I asked you. So what do you what would you like to do?
Oh, with the
you're the ranger.
Ranger.
Yeah, you're just X-100 is not here. I think he's down in the abyss building his temple.
Do I see these bags of people going up?
Yeah, of course.
I'm gonna leap up and ride one up.
Okay, great. Roll the head.
Shimmy.
It's a 20 hit the rope.
Yeah. All right. You get like a plus 12 or something. Yeah.
Remember that.
You make it. Okay, so you run, you grab onto the thing, and you're there. Now, the guy grabs on the outside. Him, yeah. And at this distance, I don't know, maybe he still can't see you because you're disguised as a bush. But there's an intelligent bush that's complaining. That's complaining on the inside. Yeah. Yeah. And what do you say? What do you say to this guy who's just jumped on the outside and you're being pulled up?
Hurry up and get me the hell out of here.
Nice. And Triton, how do you free her, if at all?
I think I still have Lyra's Vorpal sword. Don't I?
Lyra might have it back. Lyra, you have your sword. Lyra, do you have your sword at the moment? Did we get it from you? Do you remember? Do you have your Vorpal sword or did we take it from you?
No, I still think.
You have it. Okay, she has it.
Okay, she has it. So, what'd I do? I said a trident. The bag. No, I'm just gonna climb up to the top and get to the top before everybody else, like before the bags get up there. I'm gonna shimmy up.
Oh, heroic to fight alone the cloud gnomes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so he shimmies up. Lyra, you're flying. You're flying up after him. Oh, Adam. What does your character do?
So I'm watching all of this go down, and I'm thinking, let me use my lightning bolt to just maybe, like, chop off the string that's attaching my friend. So I'll roll the die.
Okay.
Which friend, though?
Everyone.
What I said.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not friends.
to save these bystanders, to save these innocent bystanders.
Thanks for saving me, but just so you
19.
Know
19.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning
Thank
strike.
You so much. I don't nice. Know
lightning
off,
strike.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
and do you want it to kind of like carry up and hurt the gnomes or break the string and fall or
hurt the gnomes?
Hurt the gnomes.
It's a clear cut straight up and they just lose the grip.
Wow.
Nice.
Whoa. Okay, cool. So this happens. He attacks it with a lightning bolt. It goes up. It seems to like shake and electrocute the apparatus. And this sometimes when you do a big thing, there's another roll to see if the thing like makes its check, which it did pretty well. So you don't your plan doesn't totally succeed, but it does electrocute a gnome that was on the winch so that it stops going up, and the guy tumbles and falls. Like, he was holding the string, and he's like, ah! And he's like tumbling and falling down. Yeah. And as you see him, like, he's just like a cloud, kind of. But, like, as you look at him longer, he becomes more substantial as he falls. And at first he falls very, very slowly. And then he starts to kind of accelerate as he's coming towards us. Yeah. Okay, next turn. You get up there. You're surrounded by gnomes.
Okay.
The winch has stopped, though, so the winch is no longer continuing up. What's your character's name again?
Merrick
stopped the winch. So, Triton, there are 15 gnomes.
Perfect.
What'd you say?
Perfect. I have particular dislike of cloud gnomes.
Okay.
I'm going to go...
So they're mostly made out of cloud, but then as you look at them, they become more substantial. And remember, the risk of them is if they touch you... when they're less substantial, they can turn you less substantial. I think you've already... Or no, that was
X100. Yeah, that was X100.
Yeah, who's already partly cloud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Angelic, so that's good for him.
Okay. But you have the drop on them. They never expected anybody to climb up this string.
Yeah, I have to recall what rangers do. But I'm going to attack three of them, I think.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, how about the rest of you? Cerulean, you're lashed on there. You're not going to fall... and now it's stopped. And it's about, let's say, let's see how many feet it is. It's about 500 feet up in the air.
Okay. I'm going to check out the stats of the owl there, and then get
back. Okay, great. Okay.
So while I fall down, I change back to myself.
Well, you're still in there, and you're just hovering 500 feet. Not hovering, but you're 500 feet up.
He didn't cut me off?
No, he didn't.
What?
Okay, well, I can...
He climbed away.
No, him. Where was the lightning bolt?
The lightning bolt didn't free you. It stopped the thing from going up, though.
Oh, so I'm just still there.
His full idea was that it would free you and it would come down, but it didn't complete.
Back to being a wood elf, okay?
Okay,
I'm changing myself back.
Okay, so you look like a wood elf now.
Yeah.
Okay. And you could, you know, you if you have a blade or something, you might try.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, yeah. So you rolled a hit. You can roll the smaller die. You don't always have to roll the big one. You can if you want.
No,
oh, three.
Oh, hell
oh you get.
As
you're trying to get out, you get even more. It struggled, and you realize that the net is its own living creature. It's like an ivy. It's called a splat ivy. It just go or a footprint ivy. It like falls in big chunks and it's a living, moving thing. And it's like squeezing you and it starts to suffocate you. It attacks you. You're.
Wow. Oh!
That's not cool. I'm dead.
No, it's good.
It attacks you, but your head pops out of the net. So your head is like now popping out upside down. And it just has the rest of your body, but it has no chance of suffocating you. It won't be able to try it ever again.
I'm just still trapped there no matter what.
But you're still trapped. Something. Not no matter what, until we change something.
All right. It's a huge bee, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, what are you doing, Sombrero?
Well, not that I've really ever used this dagger before, but obviously I know how to use it because I'm the best at everything. So I'm going to try and throw it and have it cut the thing down.
Wow. Now, it's too far away for you to humanly possibly throw it, but... Does that matter to you, or do you want to try to get closer?
Can I throw it with the hand of Orcus? Will that help?
That'll help. You don't have any other way to get up there?
I do still have my Frog Prince cloak, or as we like to call it, Frog Prince croak.
So you could you could put that on and jump with your frog legs, and then throw it.
Yes.
Okay. You want to do that?
Yes.
At the risk of your legs staying frog legs, right? Remember, there's that risk.
Well, so be it.
Okay, great. Okay, go ahead, roll for it. Yeah, you have rabbit legs. A four. Okay, yeah, and your legs, unfortunately, are going to be frog for a while now. This many...
Three
units. Roll this to see if it's... Let's have one of your weird fours. So if you roll a one, it's rounds. A two is hours. A three is days. And a four is weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. 3 days. For the next 3 days, right. You have frog legs.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, could it?
Could be worse.
Yeah. Okay.
Found the steps.
So what are you doing?
I'm gonna try to climb up to the sack, and using my claws and my beak, try to rip it up and to free him.
Great.
Yeah. So my strength is 20. I'm a mighty beast.
Wow. That's great.
And I get 21.
Yeah, you start shredding it.
That's all right.
Great. And once you do 40 points of damage, she'll be free.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you can roll your damage.
I guess I could roll your damage.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Ilaria?
Reload, shoot at the rope again.
Okay, it's really high up there. It's going to be a really hard shot. It's okay with you? What else? There is a... the rope that he's attached to is... You could potentially run and jump and grab him if you're lucky. Grab onto the back of your friend. He hasn't gone up that high yet. I guess your choice.
Definitely not Dex. Not Dex. Not Dex.
Because you're so clumsy.
Yes. I still have a negative one.
That's great. Yeah. You could try that, or you could still do your shooting plan. I just want you to know that it's really a hard, long shot from here.
Let's shoot.
All right.
And.
Oh, 18. Oh, you hit. Yeah, you hit. So you hit the rope, and if you do 20, it'll snap. Yeah. Whoa! And you rolled 10, plus that's a 10. A zero is a 10. Oh, you need an 8. Okay.
So 1 plus 4 damage.
Well, let's say I'm gonna take the 10. Just since you rolled it. Next time, roll an 8. So you did 10 plus 1. You did 11. So it'll take 9 more points, and then it'll break. All right. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Fun with Fritz. Today, we're going to depart from our normal schedule of a kind of imaginative, randomized story. And we're going to go, it's called Trip to the Beach. We're
going
to take a small child to the beach on the train. This is a radio show about going to the beach on a train in New York on a weekend day. Where are we?
Here.
What is it?
It is in my school.
Wow. It's exciting.
That's my school.
This is your school. I'm passing by a school. We're walking down a sunny... sidewalk, his school, Keats's school for next year. Keats, have you ever been to school yet?
Yes, I have.
And what did you think of it?
I'm going to, on January, because I'm a lot of toy there.
You're going in January because there are a lot of toys there?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good. Sun-dappled sidewalk, newly... One thing about this neighborhood is when the sidewalk has a hole in it, it gets replaced with an entirely new sidewalk overnight, basically. I've never experienced anything like it in New York. We're walking on the Upper East Side.
Even in the whole night. I need to show you something. There.
What is it?
We have to show you another
What
time.
Are you showing? What are you showing me?
There's no more bridge there.
There's no more bridge there? Are they stopped doing construction? So, instead of taking the local train, it's not running, you know, there's got to go to a different stop, so we're going to walk to the express stop, which is a bit further on, passing some construction, a poodle that has a harness so that it's not being choked by the leash, a black poodle about thigh high with very curly black hair, missed connections. Now walking through one of the many construction sites on 2nd Avenue. As you may know, they're building a subway here. I think this was a subway that was planned to have been built 40 years ago and is now finally being built along 2nd Avenue at downtown. Subway line that connects all these lines that have never been connected before. Oh, how exciting. And, Keats, what do you think of the construction site?
There's a 2nd Avenue subway.
Yeah. And what kinds of vehicles, what do you see in the construction site?
I see a train.
Tell me about it.
It lifts up very heavy, like those things.
Lifts up very heavy things, a crane.
Yeah. And it lifts them high up onto the buildings and onto the train tanks. Yeah.
That's right. So we're passing a big crane. It looks like they're building a building. Maybe that's related to the subway thing, or that was the building that caught on fire.
It is related to the subway, and the building got train tracked.
That's right.
That is a train track.
There's so much that's happened in this neighborhood recently. There, a building caught on fire nearby, and then another one exploded further down the avenue. It's very exciting for a small person to see the changes happening. What do you need, Keats?
That's a BMW.
We're passing cars on the Upper East Side, and Keats is pointing them out. What other cars do you see, Keats?
That's a BMW.
So there are a bunch of different cars. We're passing a fruit stand. There are still phone boxes. I see a phone box here. It's kind of stained yellow on the bottom, you know, the stain of uric acid. And we're passing your standard street furniture, green garbage can, blue postal box, and red AM New York, free AM New York container. I've always thought these would be a good drop box for things because I don't know that they're used. You know, does anyone take that paper? So why not put something in there like a sandwich for later, save it for later, for a friend, make a sandwich drop. Oh, I'll go to the deli and I'll get you a sandwich. I'll leave it in the AM New York container, you know. And then when you go there later, you can have a sandwich on me, a ham and cheese. Or maybe something halal like a hero from the truck. Mixed over rice, something like that. And this is a walk to the beach. You're listening to Fun with Fritz. I'm going to the beach with a three and a half year old, and my wife who is going to some surfing lesson. So most of the things I've learned how to do. I've never wanted to have a lesson, I just wanted to teach myself. But then I think once I've been incompetent enough at it, I've then been really excited to learn properly once I've been able to kind of fail my way. So we'll see. I've surfed before. I've never had a lesson. I'm going to try to pick it up, like, on the side. Now passing a Dunbar armored vehicle. Whenever I pass these armored vehicles, I always watch kind of out of the corner of my eye, you know, how they're doing their security. It always reminds me of a heist movie. Every time, and I gotta think, you know, if you have that job of guarding the armored vehicle, are you constantly living in a heist movie? You know, living in the discarded footage of a heist movie before the heist happens. Are you just in that? Are you on that cutting room floor for your Like, is it constant suspension and excitement? Or is that just for the... And then is everyone who walks by having that fantasy? Do you share that fantasy? Are you thinking about how you can heist the armored vehicle? And, you know, every now and then, like, the door is open. It'll seem like there's an opportunity. The door is open. Maybe there's, a guy's looking the other way. Once I saw a security guy checking his phone, and I realized the phone is a whole new great distraction. Like, it's a constant distraction. I got into a club the other night just by walking past the door guy because he was checking his phone. And, yeah, so I think it's easier to be invisible now than it ever has been before. I mean, this is all, you know, we're just fantasizing here. Nobody wants to really go after the Dunbar armored vehicle, right? Or any of the other companies. Now passing another construction site, 63rd and 3rd. There's so many of them. It's just like a big construction zone. It's like we're rebuilding the outside of the city here a little bit. Hey, Keats, where are we now?
I don't know.
Do you know where we're going?
We're going to the A. And the A is going over this, and we went over a weird boat. Yeah.
And then where will we end up after we ride on the train?
We go on the A and the C train. That's from the airplane.
Oh, yeah, there's a trail in the sky. It's a trail from the exhaust of the airplane. That's water that forms after the air is heated up by the... I think this is how it works. Every father is an amateur physicist. What do you think about airplanes, Keats?
The airplane.
Oh, the air train.
The airplane don't want to fly. Aircraft.
Thank you. That's Keats. What do you see in the window?
Shoes
in the window. We're now walking underground. There was a moment there where the group got separated. Keats saw something in the window of a store that he really wanted to look at, and then my wife, concerned that we would be late, she'd be late to her lesson, just kept going forward, and then I ran back, and he and I looked at the window, and then she carried on. But now we are underground 59th Street and looking for the 4-5 train. You know, there was an annoying ringing sound. You notice this stuff more when you're thinking about radio, just the kind of like sounds of things that we just take for granted, like just a random high-pitched ringing sound at the entrance of the subway that hundreds of people are hearing, just standing, passively hearing. Oh, and then there's some nice music. This guy's playing an arhu. And now we descend. Hey, baby.
The bag and stuff?
I got the bag, I've got everything. A hat, too. Here comes the train. It's the 4 train to Crown Heights, Utica Avenue. It's a little crowded, but not insanely. We'll see how it goes having a radio show on the subway. You're listening to Fun with Fritz, live from the 4-5 train. Someone kindly moved so that Keats could sit on the seat. He didn't want to get down, he didn't want to stand on the ground, but he's happy to sit on the seat and look out the window. And I forget the trains have windows, but they do. There's a window in like every long seat. He's got his elbows and he's looking up, and my wife in sunglasses is talking to a woman who's also sitting down, and they're commiserating over having children, I believe.
You know why it's an express train. It's a little warning. It says no trains between Utica Avenue and New Lots Avenue.
I know. The train is really moving. Hey, Keats, what do you see outside the window?
Things that people, so many people.
And do you see any kids?
One baby boy.
What is he doing?
He has a backpack and probably then a pants.
He has a backpack and he pooped in his pants?
Yeah. Another thing.
You see another train coming in the station?
Yeah, and it's not stopping.
It's not stopping. It's an extremely lovely, quiet station here at Fulton Street for the most part. Now there's just another weird ringing sound for no reason. We are switching trains here. Here's Keats is excited. Keats, where are we going right now?
To the beach.
And how are we going to get there?
By the Amtrak train.
All right. Well, we'll take the A train.
A for Amtrak.
No, the Amtrak.
It's, just A. It's not an Amtrak train. It's a subway train. So we were just past a C train passed, so we didn't take the C train. Why not?
Wow. Their train is not coming.
Their train is not coming. That's right. There's a ribbon over there. There's no uptown A trains here.
But I can go and jump on the track and find the A train.
You could just find it by jumping on the track?
Yeah. Hello.
What train are we on now, Keats?
A picture of an alligator.
The picture of an alligator?
Yeah.
What do you think about alligators?
He's going to eat us.
And what do we do after he eats us?
I'm going to turn into a dinosaur.
And then once we turn into a dinosaur, what do we do to the alligator?
Then he'll fall and die on the train tracks.
And then he'll fall and die on the train tracks?
Yeah.
Whoa. What kinds of buildings would we build if we were dinosaurs?
And then we use it to fall off, then we would die. We would die.
You just die?
Yeah.
That sounds grim. Keats is 3 years old and actually very optimistic. I'm using it to make a recording. So see when we speak. See how the these little waves appear.
Hello.
Keats, you're on the radio.
Am I making waves?
You are. You're making sound waves.
Why am I?
You are because you're vibrating your throat.
Why?
And you're putting air past it, and then the air moves out.
Why?
And the vibrations move through the air. And then you're creating sound. And the sound shows up as waves. The waves are bumping into other things. So everything that your waves bump into can hear your sound. Keats, what's something that you want to do at the beach?
I want to swim on a boat.
Ooh, that sounds fun. We are on the way to Rockaway Beach, riding on the train. Myself, Keats, and Christina. Now we're about to go out. This is the last stop, I think, underground, until we go above ground.
Above ground?
On the next stop, I think we're going above ground.
Bye-bye!
Do you like being underground or above ground?
Above ground.
Why do you like above ground more? Why do you like it more, being above ground, Keats?
Outside.
The train is going above ground. Keats, what do you see? I see a bunch of graffiti on some concrete pylons, a Walgreens and a laundromat, and some furniture store with a giant for sale sign, and the tops of trees. What do you see outside?
I see flame traps. I see bill. I see rooftop. I see a subway station.
Are there any people in the subway station?
Yeah, people.
What do the people look like?
Poopies.
Do you see a police officer or a construction worker or a doctor or any, or a surfer or a skateboarder?
No.
Look down there.
A police. Home.
That's right, it's going the opposite way. We take that train home.
Yeah.
Is it, what's the weather like today, kids?
It's very warm today. No, I don't need that for me. Tiny island, where's it from there?
Where is it?
It's behind the dam. It's that tiny island. We did swim there.
That sounds like a great idea. Would you like to go swimming?
Yeah. I'm going to swim at a big, big beach. There are a lot of people. And a lot of places to go.
And how do you feel about waves? Do you want to swim with big waves or little waves?
Or little waves.
Okay.
So I'm not going in the waves.
So. Sounds good. And what else would you like to do on the beach?
Diving.
Dive in. And what about, do you want to play with the sand in any way? Discussing something in a basement. Just tell me about it.
Torild has this bed in a basement and a life vest for Keats if we want to pick it up.
How large is the bed?
I asked her, I'm not quite sure. I asked her to send a picture if she had it.
Is it in a basement, like a flooded basement? Well, somehow, since it's a life vest and a bed, don't you imagine that it's a flooded basement?
I'm not sure. Maybe it is, and that's why she's getting rid of it.
Like, these were the only things that survived the basement flooding, and so she's having us pick them up, because they can both float.
It was so generous of her to give us the only things that survived after her apartment flooded out, you know? Such a sweet thought.
Yeah, that's true.
We're talking at the end of the line.
Oh, you're right, it is
almost the end of the line. Why is it? Why is it, Mommy?
It is, we're almost at the end of the line. Well, after we get to the very end of the A here, there's nowhere for it to go except for into the ocean. Would you like to go on an A train that went underwater, under the ocean?
No, because it would get ruined. It would get ruined underwater.
It would get ruined underwater. Yes, it would. What about a submarine that was underwater on train tracks? Would that be fun?
No, it wouldn't.
Why wouldn't you like that?
Because it is longer.
I see. Our sub is next, Keats.
By the time we get there, it'll be okay.
Yeah, look at that. You were right. You were right after all. I was advocating that we just take our leisure time, but it turns out to be on time, we gotta rush. What shuttle are you talking about?
Isn't that bird cool? Keys, look at that bird. Isn't it beautiful?
Look, right there.
Bird flying with
it's a cormorant, maybe?
What is it called?
Cormorant.
Look, no, that bird. It's flying right above the sea.
Yeah, flying right above the water. What do you think it's doing down there?
What?
You think it's looking for food?
Yeah.
Did you bring lots of seagulls?
Passing so many birds out here. You know, it's funny, it's right by the airport. It's like all the flying things in New York stay together. Do you think that, Keats?
No.
So, we're coming to the end of our trip to Beach 67 in the Rockaways. It's very sunny, and We're passing a bunch of seagulls, maybe cormorants, some ducks.
And a boat.
And a boat.
Yeah, there's a boat.
Large grass. What's the boat doing? Oh, and there's an airplane taking off at the same time. Look, there's an airplane, two seagulls, and a boat all colliding in an imaginary line.
On the same plane.
On the same plane.
On the same plane, that's right.
No, on the same poopy.
I thought it was so advanced for a moment.
Until he said poopy.
Crossing the bridge.
So, Keith, this is a bridge we went under with Ailir's boat.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I do.
And I think...
Where's that Thai restaurant? Somewhere close here. Maybe it's on another bridge, actually.
There's a Thai restaurant that plays really, really loud music.
Thai rock.
But it's great food. And
this is not a Thai
the music
rock
is fun, too. Yeah, disclosure.
The car parked there.
What are those cars?
Oh, they look like mob cars, didn't they? Under the bridge, parked by the water.
It did seem a bit
fishy. I don't need that far anymore.
Look, Keats, you can see the city in the far distance. Do you see it? Look to your left, over there. Yeah, way over there. Kind of, it's like a bluish-gray color on the far horizon underneath the clouds. There's a city, that's the Empire State Building, the tallest building that we can see from here.
Whoa.
Do you see it?
That's the tallest building I saw from my whole life.
Yeah. What do you see now? What's closer? Do you see all those cranes?
Yeah. And there's a playground.
Is anyone in the playground?
No.
This is our stop, Keats.
There's our top.
Okie dokie.
There's a random man with a skateboard swearing at people on the subway line, threatening to kill everyone and yelling. Standard, you know. People just were just walking, paying no attention. He just keeps swearing. Sorry. And there comes another train. Walking down the subway stairs, there's a hand on the stairs that looks like a human hand, but it's just a rubber glove.
No,
walking to the beach, past the boardwalk soon. It's kind of a stealth radio program. It's like a little bit like a crazy person walking around, talking to themselves, or somebody like having a very long phone call with their imaginary friend.
No!
Coconut.
This is really dangerous. Like, this is the most dangerous sun. We should put a little hat on Keats.
Surfboard! Mommy, surfboard!
Hey! Well, how are you?
Good.
You look amazing.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Your hair is red.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it.
I like it. This is my radio show.
Oh,
we did it. We did a trip. Yeah, we're halfway into it.
Oh, cool.
We did a trip out on the beach, and then I just kept it going a little bit.
Oh, fun!
Yeah.
Are you gonna surf or just observe?
Well, because I have Keats, so I think I'll just
be
swimming. Oh, he's right here.
Oh.
They're invisible under a certain height, but I think I'll just be swimming with him. And Jake is gonna be here. He's single now. Are you single? Are you interested? He's the writing teacher guy.
Oh, Jake.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Okay. Not that interested. You're not that single?
I'm not in that place right now.
Okay, cool. Oh, okay. You're in an in-between, maybe.
I am, yeah.
Okay,
that's
nice.
That's exactly where I'm at.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
you
that sounds
it.
Good.
Right to the point.
Wow. Well, So I've been slowly doing the radio show during our commute here. But we'll be here after you guys are done, and maybe we'll eat something together if you're hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a fish place in the 90s that's not bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
How long is your lesson?
2 hours.
Have you done this before?
Mm-hmm.
What do they teach?
They teach you how to surf.
Does it work?
Yeah.
You can surf?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's exciting.
Black suit, or is this what you wear? I just
want to know what I'm
You just wear a t-shirt?
Yes. Just a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just saw other people were wearing a t-shirt. I think it's kind of hot out today. The first time I did it, we wore a wetsuit. It was
okay.
Cold. Yeah. Keats, I need to ladder up, though.
Okay. Do you want me to spray you?
Hi, Keats. Hi.
Do you want me to spray you?
I can stop this too. Do you want to spray me? Is there enough spray to go around?